welcome to Audio FAQs of Digital Product Design Intensive. This is a signature program from Experian, which focuses heavily on helping designers to up their competency for digital product design. And let's begin answering some of the most frequently asked questions from our current students and our prospective students across the board. So here are some things that has come up time and again, and we would like to give you our perspective on where we stand, why we have designed it a certain way, why this, why not this, and where does this come from? All of those things we will talk about in the most authentic way, the way we think about it. So let's start answering some of the most important questions that may help you in making informed decision before you jump into DPDI. So let's get started here. There are a ton of free resources available out there. Coursera has a number of design courses. And there are some communities who are running much cheaper, probably 500 rupees a month kind of a community where I can get all the courses for free. And if I just pay 1,100 to LinkedIn Learning, I'm getting all access to the best designers of the world speaking about design. Then why should I make such a large investment and go ahead and learn from DPDI? And this is the most important question that keeps coming to us. And it's our duty to actually answer this very responsibly. Yes, there are a ton of information available. There are free resources available. There's free inspiration available in your Dribbble and Behance. There's a ton of advices available in Twitter threads. There are even videos which are actually teaching you how to really, you know, go through certain things. Whatever you ask how to, there is a video for that. And you can learn from any of these spaces. And in fact, that is why we did not do anything about it till about 2018, because everything is available and we refer to them very often. As a result of it, we thought everybody is kind of clear. But unfortunately, a designer who has learned all of this is still feeling a little bit of void inside. There is an imposter inside. There is low confidence in handling complex problem statements. What we call as creative confidence is lacking. They look at a solution and think that, oh, this is doable, but creating the solution from scratch is very scary. This is completely not the designer's problem. Sometimes there is not resources given. Something simple like there's no time given to really think and do. People are excited about the visible work, such as how we craft the pixels, but people are not excited about the invisible work, which is the research, inciting, collaboration, discussions, and all of those brilliant things that we do. And as a result of it, it is actually not the designer, it is the environment. And even if the environment is given, how much capabilities do we have to work with a composite subject, something like a design? 8 different subject areas are coming together and helping us to problem solve. This is just the core. And there is also a satellite skills, like how do you deal with people? How do you facilitate a conversation? How do you communicate? How do you present your findings? How do you say no to things? How do you take a stance? And how do you say, hey, this is what we should be doing for our customer? And when you are saying this to your seniors, how do you say it very assertively? All of these are satellite skills. So when all of this is not very structured inside you, naturally there will be a low confidence brewing. As a result of it, you might start wondering, oh my God, do I not have the ability to deal with this subject? And if you're feeling that way, you're not alone. Every single designer feels that way. So we created DPDI for these 3 reasons. Information is not enough, but transformation is needed. Every cell of your body should become a creative problem solver. And to do that, that's a lot of work. It's work from both parties, from you and from me. And without that structured environment, we will not be able to bring in that transformation. That's the first reason. The second reason is to bring in the composite skills to the Pareto and mastering the fundamentals. We can't learn everything. If I came and told you in 16 weeks I'm going to give everything in design, I'm a liar. But instead of that, I can tell you, I'm going to give you the Pareto of design that you can use it for a lifetime. Even if you don't add anything to this, you will still be able to thrive in the industry. So how to weave a composite skill, that's what we have done. This is not available in any books. We cannot deliver this as a self-paced course. Otherwise, wouldn't it be easy for us to just put up a bunch of videos and call it as design? No, it's impossible because we will not be able to transform you in a self-paced course. Sorry. And how can we bring these core and satellite skills through the variety of discussions that we are going to have? Because these discussions are disparate in the internet right now. So how do you bring the most important things? Saying no is wisdom. Saying no to things and giving you only what is needed is exactly what DPDA is trying to do. And there are different methods in which design is thought. Just go and search for a design process. You will get at least 1,000 colorful diagrams. And which method do you follow? For example, there is a method which is very highly recommended in the internet, which is all about, hey, go ahead with formative research. But how many of you are given an opportunity to go with formative research? Who is having the funds to do the formative research? And these are important questions to ask. So we really took this seriously and thought we should bring in a method which will help you, give you a strong foundation. Think about it like this. Let's say there's a beautiful diamond, a brilliantly crafted diamond. Just that it was in the muddy rain, so mud started, kind of growing around the diamond. And you found your diamond with the mud. What would you do? You will go ahead and wash it and take the diamond out, isn't it? Imagine somebody who doesn't know how precious is diamond. For that person, this is just mud. They don't know how to take the diamond out. So the diamond is there. It's just that we are going to give you a way to clean the mud, clean the contamination, clean things that might be confusing you. As a result of it, you will be clear in your head. The more clear you are in your head, you will be able to solve problems better. The more questions you have in your head, it's good for you. The more confidence you have inside you, you will be able to tackle it better. That's what we wanted to give through DPDI. And that's exactly what DPDI is planned for. And I hope this helps you understand the ethos from where DPDI is coming from. Hope these audio FAQs are helping you make informed decisions. In case any of your questions are not answered in this limited set, we are always available. We are just a ping away. Our website is experian.xyz and specifically experian.xyz/DPDI for DPDI related information. See you on the other side if you have any questions.